Hello, day 16. We're nearing completion of the rosary segments. Well, I always just talked about the rosary because Our Lady said that you'd do more good preaching the rosary than you many people could do teaching about anything else. So that's what I was talking about. All right. A lot of people have been saying that I've been getting a lot of private messages from people saying that they have difficulty praying the rosary. It's hard for them to focus and hard for them to meditate. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that I did when I first started praying it. And a large part has to do with just dryness. Sometimes you're just feeling dry. And that comes with, you know, the spiritual territory. But there are certain things that you can do that can help you with your, for example, your attention deficit disorder. One thing that I did was that I mentioned the mystery in between each Hail Mary. So, for example, if I'm saying the scourging at the pillar, okay, so I'd say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who is scourged at the pillar. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, etc., etc., Jesus, who is scourged at the pillar. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, this really helps if you're very scatter-minded, and you can't keep your mind focused, or if you're praying the Hail Marys, and you just forget what mystery you're on, and you do this like is like a constant reoccurring thing, and it's not so much that you're just having an off day, but it's more that you just have trouble focusing. And what this will do is this will help you call to mind scourging at the pillar, scourging at the pillar, scourging at the pillar. And when I say the word scourging at the pillar, you automatically are like, an image pops into your head, like, oh yeah, Jesus getting whipped, right? So at least you're calling to mind that image, and that's better than no meditation at all, right? Okay. That really helps. It's not so good if you're the kind who can really enter into deep prayer and you don't have an attention problem. This is probably not the way for you to do it because, you know, you're going to be constantly interrupting your meditation to say that. Now, the one downside I have had found with this is that sometimes if we tried saying this type of rosary in a group, it just happens that one of us is always, like, saying the wrong mystery. Like, we'll just mention the previous, like, mystery in the middle of our Hail Mary. So that's always an issue. Now, another thing you can do is on my website, truefaith.tv, I have a link called Rosary Room. And on the sidebar, there's a link for a website that has a rosary that's interactive. And so you click on the interactive rosary link, and then what happens is there's a large passage from Scripture, and you click on it when you're done reading it, and then you click on the Our Father, then you click on the Hail Mary, and you click on the Hail Mary, and you click on the Hail Mary, and you click on the Hail Mary, blah, 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 times 10, right? And then after you're done with that, you go to the next passage from Scripture. So this way, the scriptural verse helps to really ground you in that. And I really highly recommend scriptural rosaries, especially the kind that has a scripture verse between each Hail Mary, to ensure that we're really thinking about it. I haven't used those in a long time, but when I first started praying the rosary, like the first year of my spiritual conversion, I guess, so to say, I printed out that online virtual rosary, and I just like carried the packet with me wherever I went, and I'd have a little pen, and I'd check off the Hail Marys. And I really found that very fruitful. Now, the next topic, before I go to the next topic, this is something that you have to understand about the rosary, is it's difficult. It's a hard prayer to pray. That's why Mary established so many great promises. Even in the book, my favorite book is one of the, if you haven't read it, you should really get your hands on it. It's called The Secret of the Rosary. You can order it on Tan Books. It's so great, and it elaborates so specifically on all of the setbacks there are to praying it. And the setbacks are there precisely because Satan doesn't want you to pray it, because it's so powerful. On top of that, those promises are there. It's kind of like reward, or as striving for this goal that I'm reaching after, because it's very hard to persevere in it. And not only that, but this is going to kind of deter you now that I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. Originally, those 5 decades, according to St. Louis de Montfort, the 5 decades, you know, we say 5 decades every day, most people just say 5 decades. 5 decades was intended for children. Like, that is one set of mysteries of the rosary. But traditionally, the rosary is known as 3 sets of mysteries, 15 decades, together that makes 1 rosary. So, you know, if you think about it, in today's society, we're facing so much corruption, so much evil, so much distraction, so much possibilities for sin in ways that nobody would even know or become aware of. We could be like secret, like serious sinners and nobody even know it. And, well, they could probably know by our demeanor and if they have a gift of discerning souls, but most people wouldn't be able to tell. unless they're spiritually minded, that you're probably involved in some bad stuff. So we're fighting in a serious battle with the devil unchained, according to St. Anthony of Egypt, and we're fighting with little kids' weapons. So really, these promises, when Mary made them, they were meant for the entire rosary, all three sets of mysteries. Now, this is the funny thing, is that the Pope added an extra set of mysteries. Pope John Paul II added the luminous mysteries. So really, if you're praying the entire rosary, you'd be saying 20 decades. That's so much! 20 decades, what do you think I am? Some kind of a monk? A hermit? Well, if you think about it, if you really wanted to get them done, you could say one decade in the car, one decade while you're waiting, you know, in line at the store, one decade when you're waiting in between classes. Really, it's not that hard. We waste a lot of time. So I highly recommend you do all four sets of mysteries. My arm's kind of getting tired, so I'm going to switch hands here. Ooh. Yeah, see how weak I am? Anyways, so now the next ones really make it worth it. The next promises, and these are probably going to end up, this might be the last video on the rosary. I'm